Hey y'all, I thought I would talk to you for a little bit before I go inside because it's raining right now, but I have so much exciting news to tell y'all. I have a couple of things I want to record this week. I'm going to do a get ready with me to tell y'all about my travel nurse journey and like about what I'm doing next. Like, where am I going next? Am I staying in Indiana? Am I going back to California? You have to wait for that video and I'll talk all about it and how do I feel being a travel nurse and if I'm ready to stop. So that video is coming. Also, I'm going to talk just mostly about like how I meet friends in different places that I live, because I didn't realize I have grown like such a great community of people, and a lot of them say that they have a hard time meeting people and meeting friends. And honestly, I'm your girl, because one thing I will do is talk to somebody. I literally talk to a wall if I could, okay? Because social anxiety, it fears me. It does. Just a little bit. Because I'm never too scared to just go up and talk to someone. Honestly, that's how I've met most of like my best friends in my whole entire life. One of my best friends, she was in one of my nursing classes at the hospital. And I went up to her and asked her if she wanted to go to lunch with me. And the rest is history. And that's just it. Like, you just go up to people if you feel like they're being drawn to you, or you're being drawn to them in some type of way. You want to speak to them. The worst they could do is be like, no, I don't want to talk to you. But is anyone ever going to do that? No. No one's ever going to deny talking to you. Maybe they won't talk as much back to you. And you could be like, okay, cool. That's just not going to be a person who I'm going to continue to connect with. But they will talk back to you. And you can wait. Like, is this going to be someone who might be a lifelong friend, or just someone I'm talking to right now? So, I know it's so scary to be out there and, like, not know, like, if this person's gonna vibe with you. You just gotta take chances. You know, my life is all about chances lately. And honestly, it's been working out. And then another thing, I think I'm gonna start talking about like relationships again. You know, that, like, I kind of strayed away from that because I kind of got embarrassed about talking about it just because I am 27 years old. So please ignore that box in the back. That's just a little bit of trash I need to take out. But I am 27 years old and I'm from the South. And you know, as a girl from the South, it's preached that like you get married young, you have kids young. And the fact that I'm 27, don't have a kid or married or even have a boyfriend or any prospect, to a Southern person, something is wrong with me. And I'm here to tell you, nothing is wrong with you, because I think about that honestly almost every day, about how people are disappointed in me because I'm not married, I don't have kids. And honestly, whenever like I go places, people are like, are you married, do you have kids? And I'm like, no. And I feel like they're disappointed to hear that from me. And why is that a disappointment? Like, that is just like so heartbreaking to me as well, because I want those things. I'm gonna bring back like a series that just to like talk about like to be confident in your own self, and your person will truly come into your life when they're meant to be in your life, even though it is so hard waiting. Trust me, I know. I have been single for 6 years, and when I tell you, the last thing my ex said was, you don't have any problems meeting someone, you're always gonna have a boyfriend. And the fact that I haven't had a boyfriend since him, literally a punch to the gut, you know, because I'm just like, wow, how ironic that I am still not married. And you know, he is married with a kid and I want him the best for him, but it's just like, damn, everyone really thought it would be me and it's not. Everyone's life is different, we're on different paths. Anyways, I'm gonna stop rambling. So yeah, I think I'm gonna talk about like, do a get ready with me to just talk about nursing, talk about like dating and my personal life and like how that's going as a travel nurse, and then also talk about just, what was the other thing I said? I kind of forgot. What was the other thing I said I was gonna talk about? Oh, friends. Meeting new friends and how you can be confident in doing so. A lot of different things are coming in the near future that I'm going to talk about, and I'm so excited to share. And thank you so much for all of my like new followers. I appreciate, love y'all so much. I hope y'all have a good rest of your day. Bye.